Last time, we talked about the rise and fall of large, influential trade shows like the video game industry's E3, which just pulled its own plug, and home video's yearly VSDA convention, which jump-started the fastest-growing industry in history, but faded away like a rotting log. The question is there a lesson in all this? Over the years, I've tended to learn more about business from watching Animal Planet than from watching CNBC. So the lesson I take from all this is that an annual trade convention might be a kind of indicator species. In biology, an indicator species is a highly evolved organism, usually a top predator, that indicates the health of the ecosystem around it. The presence of a grizzly bear in a remote Alaskan valley indicates that the valley is biologically healthy enough to support an entire food chain, up to and including this dominant predator. The North American grizzly bear is an indicator species. If you're one of the lower links along the food chain, and the indicator species disappears from your habitat, this might not mean anything right away. In fact, if your fate in life is to be bear food, this could be very good news. But it's only temporary. Eventually, the loss of an indicator species indicates that bad things have already started to happen. At its peak, E3 characterized the entire video game industry. Sure, this included lurid extravagance and over-the-top spending, but its rich ecosystem could sustain lurid extravagance and over-the-top spending, like a grizzly bear in the Mackenzie River lying back in the warm spring sun while the salmon literally jump into its mouth. Life is good. Until one day, and 100 miles downriver, an irrigation project puts a dam on the wrong stream and chokes off the entire salmon run. When that happens, the only grizzlies to make it through winter are the ones who've learned how to eat bugs. When you're at the top of the food chain, when you're a Sony or a Microsoft, you're not worried about getting devoured by a predator. What you do need to worry about is running out of food. And the speed at which any species adapts to changes in its environment indicates its likelihood to avoid extinction. The VSDA died out slowly, and the home video ecosystem survives quite nicely without it. The industry went on to embrace Blockbuster and DVDs and Netflix and iPods and so on. VSDA is gone, but its host lives on and continues to evolve. E3 became extinct overnight. Is this an indicator? Or was E3 always just a flash in the pan, a side note, a money-sucking parasite the ecosystem could easily do without? If you're heavily invested in the video game business, this is an important question. Either way, it's easy to imagine that the passing of E3 is like another brick in that dam way downriver. The grizzlies won't know the bad news until the salmon simply don't show up when they're supposed to. Up and down the food chain, survivors are not necessarily the first to see what's coming, but they're always the fastest to adapt. The smartest bears in the woods might be the ones eating up all the bugs. So if you're in the video game business, this is a very good time to take a look around and see where you are in the food chain. Who's your food? Whose food are you? And most important, what happens when the menu changes? I'd be very interested to hear what people think about the death of E3 and the shifting sands of the video game business, so feel free to drop me an email at don@kenradio.com. Next time, we'll get out of the forest and talk about digital theaters and a $1 billion business that doesn't exist yet. Until then, this is Don DiPietro for Ken Radio.